This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Those unforgettable words delivered by the Reverend Martin Luther King during the famous March on Washington nearly 50 years ago. Now, coming up later on this month, a number of groups around the country will gather again in our nation's capital to commemorate and continue the civil rights work championed by Dr. King and countless others. With me today are two ladies who are working to make sure Lexington is well represented at those events. Starry Gudino is the Community Relations Coordinator for the Lexington-Fayette-Urban County Human Rights Commission. And we also have in the studio today human rights activist Gina DeArth. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
I read recently that we should think of the upcoming events as not just a commemoration, but a continuation. Gina, talk about that.
Well, when we think about the fact that that Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, I Have a Dream, was made 50 years ago, we have to look at where we're at now and say, did we accomplish those things that he saw? Well, we're seeing that we haven't, and yet, and so what we have to do is have a continuation from that dream, reclaim the dream, and see where we are. We can't just say that we have accomplished what he wanted. Instead, we're continuing.
All right. So, how did this trip that we're going to talk about? Where did that idea come about?
The National Action Network is in charge of this event, and they're working also in conjunction with Martin Luther King Jr.'s son, Martin Luther King III, as well as Reverend Al Sharpton.
And Astari, what is the Lexington-Fayette-Urban County Human Rights Commission? What is their involvement in this?
We are their local support. We're actually Gina's support. When Gina called about the Trayvon Martin vigil that she wanted to hold, she had maybe 3 or 4 days to pull that all together. So she called us to come in and try to help her get the word out. We were very intrigued by that, so that's what we did, and we gave a formal statement that day. While at the rally, we had a lot of people who were just really interested in the march and wanted to know if they could get there, if it would be affordable to get there. So when we left the rally that day, Gina took it upon herself to, like, go and contact the National Action Network to see how to get the bus chartered. Once she had done all of that, she called me back and said, hey, I did this. I got this done. Now let's make it happen. So that's how we ended up here with you today.
All right. So she's done the legwork, and there are some very important facts about the bus trip. Talk about it.
We're going from here, Lexington, to Washington, D.C. on the 23rd of August. We stay over the 23rd and are ready there in D.C. for the 24th. The bus will take us to the rally and pick us up after the march. And then we return to Kentucky on August 25th.
All right. As I understand, there's a very important deadline that you all have to meet, and that is August 9th.
That's right. This Friday, we have to have the bus filled. And so I thank you for letting us be on this show, too, so that people can hear. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime event, and we need passionate people that want to stand with us and stand in solidarity with us to make the call to me, so that we can get their money in and they can go on the bus.
And how do they get in touch and make their reservations?
They can contact me. I can leave a number. The number is 330-978-0884. You can also mail your payment at 485 Pasadena Drive, Lexington, Kentucky.
All right, so they have to have the money in. It's not just a, yes, I intend to go. I mean, this means the money has to be collected and into the charter company, or else the bus doesn't leave.
That's right. And Venturis is a charter company that's helping with the bus. So all money orders need to be made payable to Venturis. That's spelled V-E-N-T-O-U-R-U-S.
Okay, one last time, the telephone number where they can come get in touch with you.
330-978-0884.
And if they cannot reach Gina, they can also call. They can call me at the Lexington-Fayette-Urban County Human Rights Commission at 859-252-4931. If they're calling after hours, they can use extension 227 to reach me. If they're having a hard time, they can also reach me on my cell phone at 270-201-6505. So if they'll just call us, let us know they want to go, they can drop, they can put the money order in the mail, or they can actually drop it off at the Human Rights Commission office, and I can get it to Venturas and to Gina as well.
And it's important because what's going to happen too with this, the hotel rooms are going to be all booked in D.C. because of the march. So we have a package that people can use. It'll probably be actually less than what they would have to pay for one night in D.C. if they try to do this on their own.
Definitely. Also, you know, President Obama will actually be there to speak at the march on the steps. I mean, to be at the Martin Luther King Memorial only, 2 years after it's been revealed? Yeah. We have our second term, first African-American president, a 50-year commemorative march on Martin Luther King. I just can't imagine a better time to be in Washington. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to say that, you know, you're passionate about human rights, you feel like this town isn't doing enough, we have lots of different disparities here locally, this is the time. It's now. The time is right now. Yes. To start this conversation, to be a part of the movement. If you have something to say, if you want to do something, this is what you do. And it costs you under $300 for all of it.
While we have you in the studio, we talk about the buses going to D.C. and how many different events will this trip cover? It'll be obviously the commemoration of the march itself, but some other things as well, correct?
There's a rally that we'll start the day off with, and Reverend Al Sharpton is to lead that rally along with Martin Luther King III. And after that rally, we begin the march from Lincoln Memorial all the way to the Martin Luther King Memorial.
And they have lots of different activities going on in Washington that you can choose to participate in on your own. We won't have an agenda after the march for everybody to have to stay together. So once you're in Washington, once the march is over, we'll take you back to the hotel, and then there'll be a list of activities for everybody to choose from going on all over the city.
Okay. Our time is up. I want to thank you, Gina DeArth. I want to thank you, Asari Gudino, and best of luck to you as you're trying to put together this trip to Washington, D.C. later on this month for the commemoration, the 50-year anniversary of the March on Washington. But the important thing that we want to emphasize is that deadline is a hard deadline, and that is August 9th. That's Friday, August 9th. You got to fill up that bus, and hopefully you will do just that. Thanks for stopping by our studios today.
Thank you.
Thank you.